Continuing east along Govan Road, we can see the domes rising up on top of the building opposite us, which used to be Govan Town Hall and is now Film City Glasgow.
Film City has a connection to the Upper Clyde Shipbuilders, or the USC.
When the UCS were meeting to, I suppose, decide their next moves or strategies, they would meet in these places that had lots of pause, and they met in the Lyceum quite often in Govan, which is in right in the heart of Govan, but they also met in what was Govan Town Hall, which is now the famous Film City building. It's a fantastic building, but a lot of very important meetings happened there in the 70s and were documented in the newspapers.
If you're tall enough to see over the wall, you can see the back of the Hub building, which houses the Glasgow School of Art's digital design studio.
Maria tells us about other uses for the building we're about to see.
Film City was also, going back, a centre for sort of culture. A lot of it, there was a dance lessons going on there. A lot of concerts happened there. It was a very famous place for people to go to and gather as a community. And Govan had a lot of places like that and lost a lot of places like that. It's nice now that this building is being used again for something else, which is hopefully going to benefit the community in some way. But you had a lot of very famous televised boxing fights happening there. And other events and sports. So Film City's got its own fascinating history.
Before it was used for all of these things and latterly became Film City, which we'll learn about in a moment, the building we're approaching was Govan Town Hall. It was built by architects Thompson and Sunderland and is an example of Beaux-Art design, as is the Clydeport building, designed by J.J. Burnett, which we'll see in Route 2 of this tour.
Opened in 1901 by the Provost of Govan, James Kirkwood, Govan Town Hall was constructed for £60,000 and contained a large hall with a grand organ seating for 2,500 people, a smaller hall, council chambers and offices.
Pause here for a moment, opposite the junction of Govan Road and Summertown Road on the corner of Film City.
Film City Glasgow was a £3.5 million redevelopment of Govan Town Hall to establish a base for local and visiting film and TV companies to create work. Pioneered by Gillian Berry of leading Scottish film production company Sigma Films, Film City was inspired by a visit to a similar facility just outside Copenhagen in 2000.
Sigma Films, picture post-production house Sirius Facilities, and sound post-production company Savalas came together to create the initial infrastructure. Savalas also have the UK's first Dolby Premiere mixed theatre. The building is now home to many companies that work in and around the TV and film industry. Let's keep moving, and we'll tell you more along the way.
Walk around the corner as Govan Road bends round to the left.
Here's a sign for Creative Clyde, the name given to the Digital Media Quarter and Film City.
Many of the suppliers to the film and TV and events industries are located around here, including sound, lighting and camera hire, special effects, staging and more.
Keep walking along Govan Road towards the Digital Media Quarter.
The elaborate design of Govan Town Hall is a tribute to the success of the shipbuilding industry. Above the main entrance to the building is the Govan Borough Arms, a ship flanked by two shipyard workers with a motto written above it.
Nihil sine labore.
Which means
nothing without work.
As well as hosting companies operating in the film and TV industries, Film City Glasgow was used as a rehearsal space by Franz Ferdinand. The building hosts vibrant parties and was the venue for the first ever Scottish Album of the Year Award ceremony in 2012. The Say Award has since moved to the world-famous Barrowland Ballroom, which we'll mention again when we get to the East End.
We're heading into Creative Clyde, the digital media quarter at Pacific Quay, leaving the old town of Govan behind us. But, as we heard earlier from Tara and Fraser, Govan is a very creative place. There's the craft of Gal Gael, artists like Tara Beale and Matt Baker, and community arts media organisation Plantation Productions.
Plantation Productions is based in the heart of Govan and was set up by Moya Crowley in 2001 with a £2,000 grant from Greater Govan Community Forum. The company uses arts as a tool for community development and regeneration.
From 2004, Govan celebrated a festival of light called Radiance. Plantation Productions used empty spaces in Water Row and, in 2005, the Harland and Wolff Shed on Govan Road for live performances and installations. Since then, the company has run numerous media projects for local people, including a collaboration with Sunny Govan Radio.
Govan has its own radio station, Sunny Govan, which broadcasts online at sunnygovanradio.com and on 103.5 FM. The station began broadcasting in 1998 from a former police station in Orkney Street in Govan. The first broadcast was a one-off celebration of the diversity of people living and working in the area.
It was so well received that the group behind it ran short-term FM licences for several years and began live broadcast online in 2002. In 2005, Sunny Govan Community Radio won a full-time community radio licence, and it's been on air ever since.
While it's easy to be impressed by the achievements in Film City, BBC Scotland, STV and everything in the Pacific Quay, which we're about to see, it is also inspiring to note the vital and vibrant work of groups like Sunny Govan, Plantation Productions and Gal Gael, who are as much a part of Govan as its shipbuilding heyday or the ancient culture echoed by the Govan stones.